This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, out to great radio stations on the Genesis Communications Network, GCNlive.com, their website. Also out on selected Salem Media Group stations across the country and some of the larger radio markets across America. And, of course, just for good measure, on some local independent stations in various parts of the country where we enjoy being heard. And you can also hear us broadcasting out there on the Internet, on as well as on the Westwood One satellite. So many different ways to hear us. Now, a special shout out, as always, goes out to our active duty military and, of course, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, which includes our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx and our UPS drivers, our bulk mail center haulers, Felix and the gang, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and whatnot all over the place. A special shout-out goes out to all of them. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and check us out. All righty. We're going to start out. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is around for hour number four. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning.
And we've got Frank Silvato back from a little get-together up there in Wisconsin earlier this week. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
And welcome back to America.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah.
Driving through Madison, it was a little eerie.
I bet it was. And what you were telling me about what was in the little town that you went to that was, it seems like it wasn't there before. You had a whole bunch of Mexican restaurants there now.
Yeah, the border policy is being felt in rural America. I'll leave it at that. If you want to go over to undergroundusa.com and read about it, it's prominent over there in the articles. But it was an eye-opener as to the devastation that the border policy is actually having on rural America. Mm-hmm. Quite the eye-opener.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay, well, let's say the pledge. You guys ready?
You got it.
All right, here we go. I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words in there, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, a little episode of sorts happened last night in Atlanta. Let's listen to this little short report, about 25 seconds long.
Trump spent about 20 minutes inside the Fulton County Jail, where he surrendered to law enforcement authorities. This time, unlike his bookings in three other cases, there's a mugshot of the ex-president. The photo shows him staring at the camera with an angry scowl. Before departing Atlanta, Trump maintained his innocence, telling reporters he did nothing wrong and that what has taken place is a travesty of justice. Greg Clugston, Washington.
I don't dispute that at all. What do you think, Frank?
No, you know, it's subjective as to whether he was angry or determined. You know, I saw the the booking picture, and we'll call it a mugshot because that goes back to the 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no reason for that. There was no reason for him to have to present himself to surrender. This is a nonviolent crime. So you have to look at what the DA down there did, this Willis person, and understand fully that it is political opportunism and actually a malicious prosecution that's happening down there. The treatment of an ex-president, the booking of him like a common criminal was unnecessary and politically advantageous. And I'm very happy that elected officials are looking at her abuse of power. And quite frankly, whether you like Trump or not, that is irrelevant. The mistreatment of an ex-president. And that has to be the thing here.
And I'm glad you mentioned that because the House Judiciary Committee Chairman, Jim Jordan, has launched an inquiry into the Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis's handling of her investigation into former President Donald Trump. Now, it's believed that she may have been working with this U.S. Attorney that is now the prosecuting attorney up in Washington, D.C., and I believe his name is Smith. Is that right, Jack Smith? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Jack Smith.
Mm-hmm. And she believes there may be some collusion between the two of them. And if that's the case, then there's big trouble on the horizon for the Department of Justice and the state of Georgia.
Well, if that happens, Kemp has to move immediately to remove her from office.
Yep.
And it would be his obligation under not only the U.S. Constitution, but the Georgia Constitution.
Yep.
And the fact that the red flag is there, that she received Soros money, should tell you exactly what she's all about. It's no surprise. Both you and Kyle know about this. We've been talking about it forever.
Yes.
Soros has money invested in the district attorney races and the attorney general races around the country to do just what this woman is doing now, interfere in elections.
Yep.
So, you know, that needs to be the red flag that action is taken on. If anybody's taken money from George Soros when it comes to electing people who are executing legal and judicial positions, they have to be removed.
All right, my friend, hold that thought. Kyle, you hang in there. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle and Frank right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a Friday morning, and we shall be right back.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Okay, we're going to do it. We'll be right back with Frank and Kyle in just a second after I tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And, of course, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program. They started it all up over in our area. And active duty military and veterans and first responders, namely EMS, firefighters, and police, all get afforded a great opportunity on a new or a certified pre-owned car, as well as church pastors. So Moss Nissan will take great care of you guys and gals. Now, don't forget, they also have Moss Care, which is free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And don't forget, you can go over to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan, and don't forget to tell them, mossnissan.com, and tell them the captain sent you. Now, their flagship store is up in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura are located on Florida Avenue here in Tampa, and they've got the all-new, brand-new Moss Nissan store in Brooksville on State Route 50 on the west side of Brooksville, right there up against the Suncoast Parkway. Check them out. And Brooksville, I'll be paying you a visit in the not-too-distant future, so be listening to the airways so that you can come out and visit us. All right, let's go back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. Hey, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, President Joe Biden finally made it to Hawaii to emphasize with the survivors after spending a few days relaxing and soaking up the sun on the beach. Now, after comparing the horrific wildfires that destroyed countless homes and lives, Biden thought it would be a good idea to tell his false story about how he suffered a small kitchen fire, stating that he knows what it's like to lose a home. Now, let me just tell you what I saw when I looked at the incident report, which is available online for those that want to go look at it. Do you know how long the fire department spent at Biden's house when he had the kitchen fire?
It probably constitutes passing by the house.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's how serious his house was in danger of being burnt to the ground.
And most of that time was spent rolling hose.
That's right.
So, you know, that wasn't a fire. You shouldn't insult the people of Maui after what they went through by saying that you can commiserate with them because you had a wood fire.
Well, you and I are smoke eaters, and this was an embarrassment, and the people in Maui are mad, mad, mad. A number of them are coming up, Democrats, and saying they're not going to vote for Joe Biden for president if he decides to be on the ticket because they're not sure he's going to be there.
Well, I'm glad they're finally waking out because this guy's just a show pony. And that anger needs to go back to somebody who claimed to grew up there, to the Obama administration, because the guy in charge of the natural resources who denied the reservoir to be filled with local stream water is somebody who ran the Obama Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, it's a very good time for the people of Maui to start looking at the corruption in their own island government and at the state level as well. Because the EMS coordinator there never had any experience with emergency management response ever.
Yep.
Before he was appointed to that position.
Yep.
So you've got a rickety infrastructure because the energy companies didn't modernize their energy delivery service there, especially in Lahaina. You've got incredibly poor pre-planning for what took place there, which was inevitable because storms always pass by that island chain, and you've got a horrible, horrible emergency management team over there. So, and that's not to point fingers at the fire guys and the police officers who work on the beat every single day.
Mm-hmm.
This is their management.
Yeah.
So you want a perfect storm of three things that could cause exactly what happened in Maui? They had it in place.
Yep.
And that comes down to the people who are voting and getting behind people who are running for office there. You need to get control of the corruption on your island and in your state. And voting blue all the time just because you want to be blue because you've done it all your life, that's a stupid way to go about things.
Well, Maui now, Maui County is suing the utility, Hawaii Electric, over the fires that ravaged Lahaina, alleging negligence. And, of course, we all know that, yeah, there was negligence.
Yeah, it was a perfect storm. You don't go for decades, 50 years, 70 years, without at least attempting to upgrade your electrical system. They were still working on old-fashioned wooden poles with loose hanging lines. Mm-hmm. That was their whole preparation for a massive storm hitting Lahaina.
All right,
that's unacceptable.
I'm going to go to the phone for just a second. Backgammon Bob, what's your question for Frank?
Yes, regarding the Trump and the trial, and he was basically trying to challenge the results of the certification of the Electoral College and the votes thereof, and I'm wondering what the actual constitutional mechanism is. Somebody does want to challenge the results of the election if they do think there was fraud or something like that, which it seems that they're doubting that that's what he was doing. He was trying to do something else. And the second thing on the Maui fires and stuff is they're electing people based on ideology, not on competence, which is what they should be doing. All right, that's it, Captain.
Well, we run into that all the time in the fire service. We get somebody appointed, say, to the position of fire commissioner that has no idea what goes on in the firehouse.
Yeah, and when you throw in diversity, equity, and inclusion, you've got some officers that don't belong there either.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're right.
You know, so as far as Maui is concerned, yeah, he is absolutely right. You cannot vote ideology when the result can possibly be the loss of life. It's just stupid to do that. So, and going back to the Trump thing, you know, that is covered under the the legislation of covering Electoral College. That's why the Democrats want to change it to make sure that you can't challenge these things with alternate slates of electors like we have in the past. And if you go back to Jan. 6th, and you can believe it was something or believe it was something else. But the one fact that remains is the challenges to the seated electors of the Electoral College and the challenges to their certification in the states never took place because of the debacle that happened there that day.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that took place that day was a termination of challenges to the electors seated in the Electoral College, which is, by the Electoral College legislation, permissible.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to talk about an insurrection? That's where it took place. It wasn't because of the people outside. It stopped a constitutional process inside the Electoral College, which never should have been stopped. That's where the challenge should have taken place. It was legal to have that challenge taken place. And once again, the Democrats created a bright, shiny thing. So you were looking a different direction when they did something that wasn't necessarily legal.
Okay, can you stick around for an extra segment, Frank?
You bet.
All right, now, Kyle, we got about a minute and a half, so go ahead and ask your question.
Well, Frank, turning back to the debate, there was a lot of talk about the abortion issue. How do you think the GOP is going to be able to navigate that, or how should they try to navigate that going into the general election, no matter who the nominee is?
A perfect opportunity to explain what state sovereignty is all about. Each and every one of them has to be in sailing in the same direction on this one, that it's there was no termination of abortion rights. It freed up the states to have as stringent or as lax laws as they want to on abortion. What the Supreme Court said was needs to be decided on the state level, and that gives you more freedom in your state, whether you're in California, Illinois, New York, or Texas, Florida, Tennessee. The government closest to you is the one that's actually crafting the laws for where you live. That provides more freedom, not less freedom. In states with liberal policies, you know, they're passing laws to make it almost all the way up to birth. In other states where they don't believe in abortion, they're saying, hey, there's a reasonable time period, but it can't go forward. So you get to live where you want to and have that kind of a law.
All right, hold that thought, gentlemen. We'll be right back with more. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. And by the way, don't forget, there's a book written by him. We're going to talk just briefly about it when we come back. We're going to mention it. But you can get that book by going to undergroundusa.com, and we'll give you another way to find it, too. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. Former President Trump surrendered to authorities in the Georgia election case this evening.
Trump turned himself in at the Fulton County Jail. Trump agreed earlier this week to a $200,000 bond, and the agreement explicitly bars him from using social media to target co-defendants or witnesses. I'm Dave Collins.
Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis is pushing for an October 23rd start date for the trial, which Trump's legal team has reportedly been opposing. Trump's racketeering and conspiracy charges stem from his alleged attempts to overturn the 2020 election result in Georgia. Outrage is growing among some Maui wildfire survivors after national news reports aired images of FEMA workers staying in luxury hotels. FEMA representatives responded Wednesday saying reports of personnel staying in rooms that cost $1,000 per night are not true. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, thank you very much, Frank. We'll be right back with Frank and Kyle in just a second after I tell you that this segment of the show being brought to you by MyPillow, Mike Lindell, and MyPillow.com. Now, this is MyPillow's 20th year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows having been sold. Now, I will tell you that if you go to MyPillow.com, you're going to need a promo code. The promo code will always be one word, Captain. That's right, Captain. And the phone number to call is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. There's someone there at that phone number 24/7. Now, there are tremendous discounts being offered right now, not just on pillows, but also on the towels and the blankets and the bed sheets and the mattress toppers and the mattresses and the my slippers and much, much, much more. This is, in fact, the biggest sale in MyPillow's history, and it's going on right now. Promo code CAPTAIN, telephone number 800-641-5459, and the website MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN, telephone number 800-641-5459. Go on over there and happy shopping. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And we've got a good friend, Frank Salvato, and brother firefighter, brother extraordinaire up there in North Florida. Now, you know, you were up in Wisconsin. What was the temperature like up there?
Oh, it was summertime in Wisconsin. It could get a little prickly, but nothing like the panhandle right now.
Okay, well, the panhandle is going to be really hot today again, right?
We got, going in the weekend, it's going to be 101 up to 103.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, yeah, and felt like that yesterday around here in the past few days. But anyway, tell us about your new book, my friend.
Well, the name of the book is Nullification, The Case for Decentralizing the Federal Government. And the subject matter is how to re-empower the states through the use of nullification and some of the preparatory things that have to happen in order to make that effective. It's a simple read. It's a good read. It's all footnoted. And everybody that has gotten back to me after reading it says it's a perfect blueprint. So I'm hoping that you get the paperback copy at least, and make sure you forward that to one of your state legislators that has an open ear and an open mind for problem solving and solutions, and ask them to read the book, make the case for it. Because getting away from the federal government right now and the deep state bureaucracy and its unholy relationship with Big Pharma, especially going into the election when Biden is saber-rattling lockdowns and mask requirements again, it's something that can effectively neuter an out-of-control and the megalomania that is just permanent in Washington, D.C. right now.
And we brought that up, or they brought that up just briefly in the debate the other night. Ron DeSantis brought up about the masks and all the stuff that Florida never locked down, shut down and all that stuff, and that they weren't going to start doing it now. And what people need to understand is these numbers that are being thrown out there are extremely low compared to what's going on. And there are some other things they aren't telling you about the people that have actually been vaccinated and the people that have developed immunity. They're not even throwing that into the kicker. They're making it sound like, well, everybody's been vaccinated, so they get this. How about everybody that hasn't been vaccinated is going to get it?
Yeah, it is all a bunch of fear porn, and that is a term coined by Dr. Robert Malone, who has to be now considered the preeminent authority on what on Big Pharma and the deep state's propaganda campaign during the COVID event.
You bet.
You're seeing a lot of things on social media now that says "I will not comply," and that needs to be everybody. And we need to be vocal about it right now to be out ahead of it to send that signal. We're not doing this again. Because the Biden administration and their toady agencies who have political placements at the top, we were just talking about how ineffective political placements are when it comes to things that can affect your life as far as health and emergency services. You know, you've got the CDC, you know, hawking this new variant. And, oh, just as a coincidence, Pfizer has a new booster out, you know, so we may have to lock down. And you've got Rutgers, and you've got a college in Georgia, and you've got Kaiser Permanente, and you've got Lionsgate Film Studios, all requiring masks again because of this new variant. Masks don't work. There are too many studies that came out in the aftermath of COVID that prove that point. And if you're still wearing a mask because you believe COVID's out there, you're a moron.
Yeah, there's plenty of them
out
there.
And the vaccines, there are more side effects that are more detrimental to you if you had it than if you never had it.
By the way, the
FDA is backpedaling now. Now, they've used language that gives them cover. But they're backpedaling on ivermectin.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're not going after the FDA is not going and the CDC. They're not going after doctors that wanted to prescribe ivermectin. Gee, I wonder why.
Mm. By the way, Jeff in Sarasota in the chat room is saying nullification is not just a book; it's reference material.
Well, I'm glad he sees that because I mentioned it being footnoted.
Mm-hmm.
And everything in there is footnoted for resources, and if you get into those footnotes, it's a whole other avenue of reading on each of the subjects that are footnoted. So I thank you, Jeff, for saying it is a reference book. I appreciate that because it does serve a dual purpose. It educates and it lays out that blueprint.
Now, we got to continue to mention to the people that we can't fall victim again to this nonsense that they threw at us the last time that wrecked our economy, put a bunch of people out of work, actually cost some people their homes, and we can't go through that again. And, of course, our governor, Ron DeSantis, here in Florida, has promised to not let that happen because it didn't happen before. We didn't shut down. We kept going. Schools were open, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, again, and you are right, masks do not help. They don't work. Now, if you really want to wear it, go ahead.
And it's simple logic. The virus is smaller than the apertures on every mask that was popular during the pandemic.
Yep.
You're doing nothing but elevating your CO2 levels, which is detrimental to you.
Yep. And what did we wear when we were on the rigs in the fire service, when we went into like a contagious disease area? What did we wear? It wasn't a mask. It was a respirator.
It was a respirator, if not a full contamination suit.
You bet. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, and when you're talking about, first of all, the numbers on COVID didn't bear out. If you look at some of the propaganda that Fauci was putting out there about refrigeration trucks outside of every hospital in New York and bodies being stacked like cordwood, that never happened.
Nope.
It never happened. And when you get deeper into his interviews, he says, A, masks don't work, and B, the fear porn worked because it moved more people to get vaccinated, which was always the goal. Yep. And what did he make off of his investments on this? Over $5 million.
Yep. Now, Kyle, I didn't forget about you. What's on your mind?
Well, I think one of the things having to do with any new COVID scare, which they do want to make a COVID scare, like we've been talking about here.
Sure.
You've got some of these universities. We have Lionsgate that we talked about earlier this week. But one of the big issues in terms of facilities or buildings or public places has to do with insurance. And a lot of times one of the greatest fears during the COVID time wasn't so much that you would really get sick, but that somebody would get sick and sue you because they say your facility didn't do enough to make sure that you cleaned up enough and all this kind of stuff. So there could be another rash of fear from that, and I don't know what can be done with legislation or something like that in order to try to tamp that down, because that scares property owners, facility organizers, and so forth.
Well, you know, that the onus on that has to lie with proving that it was the infection was picked up there. It can't be just, I got sick and I was here, so you have to pay. And another great argument for tort reform, which has been something that we've been talking about for as long as I've been alive in our legal system. You can't have people file nuisance lawsuits and judges just allowing it to happen.
All right, Mr. Frank, I'll have to talk to you on Monday morning to finish more about this conversation, because they're still going to be talking about it, I guarantee you that one. So have a great, great, great weekend, my friend.
Say hello, my friend.
All right, that's Frank Silvato. The book is Nullification. The website is undergroundusa.com. Kyle, you hang in there. We're coming back with the Sports Zone quarterback. And good morning to Jimmy T. And Jimmy T, I agree with you. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They have been around with me since day one on the radio. They are the best, the absolute best when it comes to blind shades and shutters. How do I know? Because I've used them. When I lived down in Sarasota, I had to have them come out and hang my shades, and then my shades got tore up a little bit by the dog being playful one day, decided to rip some of the shades up, and they came out and replaced them for me, and I never looked back, and I found out how good they are, because from installation to parts and cleanings, they're the ones to call. And when you do, make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can stop in or call them at 941-922-2345. That number again, 941-922-2345. To schedule an appointment or just stop on by. They're local, they're experienced, and they've been in business forever, it seems like. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Stop by 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota or call them at 941-922-2345. All righty, let's go on over here. Kyle Warren is back with us. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And we got the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, Kyle Warren. I hope you gentlemen are having a pleasant morning.
Oh, it's been wild. It's been a wild morning on the radio, trust me.
There you go. Good. Get everybody fired up. We got to get this country back to greatness. So
we're working
on
it.
There you go. That's all you, all we can do. If every American out there just gives a little bit of their time and a little bit of their voice, we can right the wrongs. But you got to get out there and do it. And do it at the right time and the right place to get people motivated and get things going. Just like with sports, everything's timing. Everything's getting things done at the right time and the right pace. Some sad news. Mr. Ohtani has UCL tear. Kyle Warren, got to hit that with Kyle. First of all, big Angel fan
out
there.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. It's sad, isn't it?
It's very sad. You know, it's kind of amazing. A lot of pitchers are getting that UCL tear now. You know, it used to be rotator cuff used to be the big thing. Now it seems to be this is the new thing. I think it's just the way they're torquing the ball and getting a spin on it. And unfortunately, our bodies weren't meant to play sports. I wish they were, but they're just not. And it takes a toll just on your joints, your ligaments, your bones, your muscles, everything. It's just kind of unnatural, you know, when you think about it, when we do sports, how we could tour our body. So, but I wish the kid a great recovery. He gave it all. Go ahead, Cal.
Yeah, I do have just a quick question on that, and I appreciate what you're saying as well. But now, Ohtani's got this injury. He's probably, you know, he would be eligible, of course, to be a free agent. What does this kind of injury do to that, or do to his value, his, you know, his desirability in that?
Oh, yeah, there's no question about it. You know, it's not good. You know, he suffered another one. He had one before, too, so that's going to hurt him. You know, he's still a great hitter, okay? The greatness of him being pitcher and a hitter is just an anomaly that we haven't seen since, you know, Babe Ruth, okay? And they, Babe Ruth just hit and not pitch. So that could be, you know, what's going to happen. He's just going to be a hitter. Unless it can heal properly, you know, it's gonna be tough though. How they're gonna put this together? They're gonna have to do some surgery and see what they can do to get it right. So, I just wish the guy, he's good for baseball, and that you hate to see that. And they're out of it now. You know, they've been out of the playoff hunt. They took their shot though. I was still respect them for doing that. People are gonna chastise them for doing that, but I don't think that's right. So, anyway, football season is upon us, gentlemen. This will be the final exhibition games this weekend. And then,
okay, go ahead.
That was funny, Captain. Yeah, no, people aren't real fond of exhibition football. At least they shortened it to 3 games, Captain. And now, you know, we'll get to the whole year coming up, the Thursday after Labor Day, that's when we'll see the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Detroit Lions. Thursday night special to start the NFL weekend off. You know, not next Thursday, but the following Thursday. Everybody's looking forward to it. But there'll be some interesting cuts, some interesting late trades, some interesting free agency between now and then to keep an eye on to see what happens. So, everybody, it's the cool part about the season. Everybody has that hope that this could be their team's year. You know, some know realistically it's not in the cards, but you just never know. Crazier things have happened in sports. Teams from last place last year come into first place this year and make a deep run in the playoffs, and some have even won the Super Bowl. So that's the beauty of sports also, when everybody has a chance.
What do you think? What do you think about the Philadelphia Eagles?
What about them, Captain?
What do you think about them? Do you think they're lined up again to do what they've been doing lately?
Yes. They're going to have a good team, Captain.
I don't see anybody that's really going to beat them out of their, knock them out of their position.
No, I don't foresee that either. You know, I think Dallas will give them a little bit of a run. Washington starting a new quarterback this year. We'll see what Mr. Howell can do. And then, you know, the Giants with Jones and Barkley, anything could happen there. But as far as on paper, they have all the elements, great defense, great offense, great special teams on paper. Everything lines up. So, no, great call on the Eagles, Captain. They're the best in the NFC. They're the team to beat. They made it to the Super Bowl last year. They almost beat the Chiefs last year.
Yep.
So, we'll see what they can do. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, no, I said yep. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So, that's, you know, that they're the front runners. Now, the Buffalo Bills are going to make a push this year to be the front runners. They've been right there. Now, this is their year to do it, I think. You got all the pieces of the puzzle. Everybody's playing well. Defense is looking good. Offense now has been together for several years. Josh Allen has proven he's a stand-up quarterback.
Got to be healthy. They got to stay healthy.
That's the key. If that's with every team captain, but especially your teams that are front runners, because they already have their nucleus. You tear up that nucleus, it's hard to come back from it, to say the least. So I can see my time's almost up, Captain. I want you and Cal to finish out the show strong. My name's Patrick Highland, folks. If I can be of help to anybody, you hear me on the Captain Show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and on this flagship station on Sundays from 11 to 12, talking sports. But I help out people with their insurances every single day, their pharmaceutical costs, their life insurance costs. If they're coming up on 401k annuity money that needs to be moved, I can be of help in that department too. The bottom line is, if you have any questions in the insurance field or even veterans field, give me a call, 813-966-1052. I'll be able to assist you, and I have other people that help me assist people too. So we'll make sure to take care of you if you give me a call at 813-966-1052, Patrick Highland. God bless you, Captain, and Kyle, and everybody have a safe weekend. And take care and do a random act of kindness for your fellow man.
And I'll see you I'll see you on Sunday, and maybe we'll see you at one of our lunches in the next couple of weeks coming up.
Absolutely, sir. Look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Take care. All right, that's Patrick Highland. Well, Kyle, it's the end of the weekday version of the Captain's America Third Watch. You'll be back tonight for the weekend edition. But, boy, the news this week has just come fast and furious all night long.
You know, it really has, Captain. We've seen so much this week, and, of course, not the least of which was that first GOP debate, which I'm sure we're still going to see some ramifications of that, and as the candidates now go out and try to make their case. So, and, of course, with the Trump surrender, it's been quite a week.
Well, of course, Trump was back on X, formerly Twitter. He posted his mugshot over there, kind of beat everybody to it. So, that's a good thing. And by the way, his polling numbers are through the roof. Through the roof.
Well, that's right. And, of course, I can hardly wait to see what happens next week. But, of course, we'll be talking about more stuff on the weekend edition tomorrow. That's for sure.
Well, I think the Democrats have bit off way more than they can chew, and they're going to regret it. It's going to come back to bite them squarely in the butt. I believe they committed a terrible, terrible travesty. And the American people are watching it unfold in front of their eyes. And you can't dispel what you see and hear for yourself, now can you?
No, not at all. They may have awakened the sleeping giant.
You betcha. All right. Thanks, Kyle. I'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, everybody. The Kyle Warren Show. Go over there, check it out, see what he's all about. In the meantime, I'll be back tonight. And you never know what's going to happen next in this business, and that's what's great about it. We will be back tonight, Monday through Friday. The people that hear us then and don't hear us on the weekend, we'll see you on Monday. The rest of you, we'll see you all tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch. God bless America. Stay low.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.